This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Arkansas PBS is now broadcasting an additional signal near Russellville. It's the first of five new transmitters being added this year to provide broadcast coverage to nearly the entire state. Marty Ryle is with Arkansas PBS and joins me now. Hi, Marty.
Hey, Michael. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. So tell me about the goal here as you guys expand. You've already got, a half dozen signals. Now one more. What's going on here?
Well, we had six towers that covered about 75% of the state. And then when COVID hit, we partnered with Arkansas Department of Education and did alternative methods of instruction for schools that were turned out. And there were so many gaps in our coverage that a lot of people were contacting us and contacting their elected representatives and saying, hey, I'm not getting this content for my kids to watch. And so when the CARES Act came down with money for COVID-related type activities, and we put in a proposal to expand our coverage to near 100% of the state. And, you know, beyond the education part, it was they weren't getting the governor's messages on COVID updates and those kind of things. It expanded out to about 100% of the state. It involves five new transmitters. The first one, we just went online in Russellville. You know, a lot of houses out there, households can't afford satellite or cable. And so they get their broadcast over the air. And so, you know, we're glad to expand with that. And next online, we think we're working on a tower in Yancey that'll get Texarkana online. We're working one on Fort Smith that'll be Eastern Arkansas. It's over in the West Memphis area. Then we have one up near Harrison, up in the northern kind of central part of the state. And then Rich Mountain, which is over in Western Arkansas near Mena. And so once those five are complete, which will be done hopefully in the next, you know, 3 or 4 months, all of them will be online. Then we'll have near universal coverage.
And you mentioned this comes courtesy of the Federal CARES Act with $6.4 million. And this was allocated through the governor's steering committee. So I guess the governor is behind this, as he also has been talking about expanding broadband.
Absolutely. The governor has been a big supporter and proponent of this. And, you know, initially, the CARES Act committee gave us $5.2 million because there was a deadline of December 30th of 2020 to spend the funds. And there wasn't enough time for us to complete the entire plan in that time frame. And so when Congress extended the deadline, now we have all of this year, then we're able to get the rest of the money that now is a total of $6.4 million. And, you know, we're on track to meet that deadline. But absolutely, the governor, Secretary Elizabeth Smith, who chairs the Arkansas CARES Act Steering Committee, Secretary Larry Walther over at DFNA, they've all been very supportive and helpful to this. And, of course, Johnny Key over at Department of Education. And it'll be even, you know, more helpful this summer as we partnered with ADE to broadcast what we call Rise and Shine, which is to help learning loss over the summer for kids K through five. So that'll be over broadcast and these new towers as they get up and running, you know, that'll be helpful too. So we're very excited about our increased coverage and all the support we've gotten for it. And we think it'll be very beneficial to the state.
That's Marty Ryle with Arkansas PBS, which again has now gone on the air with an additional signal near Russellville, with four more coming by the end of the year. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
This is KUAR 89.1.